This came up yesterday as part of the plan, a section of the DC in relation to road verges and that. And I did request at that time that it needs to be included. It needs to be included for landowners, where applicable, to cut their own hedges as well. Now, like I said yesterday, it's nothing new. It's there since 1994. The rule is there since 1994. But the problem is certain people are not adhering to the rule as such. And this causes the problem then. It causes the problems in town land. It causes the problem from neighbour to neighbour. You could have five neighbours doing the right thing, cutting their hedges perfect. And you could have one neighbour then sticking in the heels then, not cutting it. Maybe hasn't cut the hedges in the last 5 years. And that hedge then, of the day, particular hedge, is encroaching onto the road, whatever, so on, is causing problems. So that's what I was asking for yesterday again, to get reiterated again, but again trying to get it hammered home that the people who do not cut the hedges, a certain percentage now have, say, a certain percentage, but all it takes is one or two bad apples through the basket to wreck all for everything. Like, and it's just, it needs to be there, again, clearly driven out that it is part of the current development plan, but it's not at the minute. And hopefully that will give the council some help as well going forward on that when need be. And as I say, for the people who do cut their hedges every year, or town lands to go together and cut their hedges where possible, that it eliminates the situation then where you have spots here and there, grey spots if you like, that are not doing for one reason or another. And that's not fair then on the greater people in that are doing it. Like, you have the greater majority doing it, and you have certain places then, you have the minority not doing it then, but that minority then that's not doing it, albeit small, Michaela, but it's destroying then everybody else, and it's not fair. Like, so it's just trying to get common ground in that, and it's trying to get awareness on it as well. And that's what the reason behind yesterday asking for that point of clarity was on that. But hopefully going forward that will be carried. But as we know, there's no guarantee any of the stuff we put in yesterday. The Office of Planning and Regular may very well kick it out again, we don't know. But that remains to be seen if that happens. But if they do, we'll put it back in again. And then if that happens then, before May, it goes then to the Minister of the day then. And he will decide then who's right then, the Office of Planning and Regulator or Council. And like the important thing is here about hedges as well, to point out. If there are a certain hedge along the road, that hedge as well could actually stop you from getting planning as well. That's very important as well, people to be aware of that. That hedge of the day is interfering with your vision lines. And say, for example, you have a site and your neighbour, maybe for one reason or another beside you, disagrees with cutting the hedge, you will not get your planning. So that's another thing as well. That's why very important these hedges and this rule comes into play as well. As I say, is there in the 1984 Hedges Act, it is there from that, like, Road Verges and Hedges Act, it is there from that time. But that is the reality of it as well, that if the person is not going to cut the hedge, they will not get planning. I actually have a situation like that at the minute. I don't mind commenting on it. It's a sad situation, the Dentist MD, that one young couple in particular cannot get their planning because a neighbour will not cut the hedge, is refusing to allow the hedge to be cut. And that's the reality of it. Now that couple in question cannot get a house because somebody will not cut the hedge. And what's going to happen here now, they have no other sites to go to. They can't get building along the N56 if they want to go to a new site because it's not applicable for them with the way things are at the moment. And more than likely, this couple will end up emigrating. And I think this is totally a crying shame because somebody has just been stubborn, and I'll call it as it is, just been stubborn, will not allow the hedge to be cut. And when the hedge has not been allowed to be cut, the Donegal County Council will not allow planning on this particular site in the Glenys MD. And that's partly as well was conscious in my mind yesterday as well, Michaela, to bring in this new policy as well. Alongside was already there, but supposed to be like a modern day policy, and it might be more helpful going forward. Because I find some of these policies as well, when you refer back to something, a policy 25, 30 years ago, people just don't acknowledge it. And that's the problem as well. Like, so it's no good. Like,